Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Genius, you ready to get out here and get this thing started, man?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm on top of it. What's you going to do?
This ain't my car. Give me the keys.
What do you mean the keys?
You just press the button right there.
You press the button. I got the keys back here.
Press the button.
I
need a key.
Hey, man, this is a new car, man. This is one of them, 2000.
Oh, man, this is stupid. I don't want to do that, man. I got to protect my finger,
well,
man.
Well, you just sit there then, in that case.
Oh, man,
see,
Genius, I knew you were going to act like that.
Button,
come on, man, let's
get
this thing moving.
We ain't going to get
started, homeboy. All you got to do is press the button. Let's go.
Okay, well, this
key.
Yeah. Okay, I press it then.
Everybody, sit it. Saturday night, welcome to the grotto. Come on in, take your clothes off, throw them in the corner, grab yourself an E cocktail, help yourself to some of those hot E d'oeuvres, and come on in and join the party. So far, it's me and my lovely wife, Brenda Jo, the girl with the crimson hair. But as we wait for the rest of the world to show up, because they like to be fashionably late in the grotto, let's start things off with a little music. Let's start with, how about some Dorsey Brothers, Opus 1, 1943. And a little bit later in the show, we're going to switch over to comedy. Here we go, Dorsey Brothers. Okay, you cool cats, come on. Let's get this show on the road.
Beat it, baby. It's late at night while the dogs are sleeping. She's leaving the cave and the wheels are turning. Dancing on ice, but the temperature's rising. In the club and the walls are burning. There's a cool cat in town, never settles down. She loves chasing the dogs around. There's a new kid around, and she knows she is bound to be the leader of the whole rat pack, and she won't wait for the return of the mac. There's a cool cat in town, never going down. One day she's been heading for the crown. A cool cat in town. are playing. They're messing around till they all start swaying. Down in the club where the giant is jumping. The birds and the bees and the hip chicks are swinging. There's a cool cat in town, never settles down. She loves chasing the dogs around. There's a new kid around, and she knows she is bound to be the leader of the whole rat pack, and she won't wait for the return of the Mac. There's a cool cat in town, never going down. One day she's even heading for the crown. A cool cat in town. Show the big dogs what to do. Zip loot up for the abdoo bop. Really up over the bop. Sub up for the bop video bop. Zip loot up for the abdoo bop.
Come and try my Dixie biscuit. Try saying that one at the shank of the evening.
If you're running low and you know where to go, let's feel alive. I'm jumping jive. You need a lift and a cabin to gift. I'm heart and soul, I'm cool Creole. Go with the flow down a basement show with your greenbacks and a Cadillac. I'm Mr. Nice, come and roll the dice. The lights graze off the dance floor days. It's right here in my pocket. Oh, there are things that can give you wings, but I'll give you a rocket.
Come and try my Dixie biscuit.
Dixie biscuit.
Oh, you can lose, so why not risk it? Oh, yeah. Come and try my Dixie biscuit.
Stars and loves them tribal drums.
Getting to altitude quick.
We're going to stay on this big band line for a bit. With a remix of the Andrews Sisters, Rum and Coca-Cola by Team Team.
Coca-Cola, go down Point Kumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee Dollar.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Kumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee Dollar.
We've got Carol Emerald next. And then the man is going to show us how to do it all.
Find that man.
Hey girl, will you find that man?
You betcha, I will. that man.
Yeah, I'm gonna find that man.
Who will find that man?
I will find that. I will find that man. But if I don't find that man, yeah, I'm gonna love that man. Who that man is on my list, and who that man I wanna kiss. My only sin is I can't win. Ooh, I wanna love that man.
I am that man.
Thank you so much.
All right, now is the guy who's going to show us how to do it right. Gene Krupa and Benny Goodman. What's a jitterbug with me? This song reminds me of hell. If this is hell, I'm there.
Your DJ has only just begun.
Oh, man. Time to fire stage two, this rocket. Stay with me, I got some Santana and Guns N' Roses and Mountain and a bunch. Let's get tribal.
Thank you. Montana!
The DJ accepts no responsibility for the next record. This is a request.
Yeah, we had a request for a little Guns N' Roses. Here you go. With me, I've got Mountain, Peter Frampton, Dire Straits, and a song about the skeleton that walked into the bar.
Going to play them. We're switching over to comedy now. Start things off with a little Carl Pilkington. His birthday is coming up, what is it, Wednesday? The 23rd, yeah. That's happy birthday, Carl. Your birthday is the same birthday as mine. So, anyway, Carl Pilkington and Ricky Gervais. Starting things off.
Do you recycle?
I don't really do all that. I don't separate stuff. I don't sort of put, there's the cans, there's the paper.
You don't do that? You just throw it away, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
That annoys me. I can't do anything with that.
That annoys me when you're just putting it in landfill, mate. Come on.
Yeah. But I haven't got all the bins. There isn't enough room for all the bins.
Yeah, we have to do...
You've got a recycle box you stick outside.
Yeah.
What are you on about?
Recycle box, yeah.
I haven't got one.
Well, no, you got to ask for one.
I tried to get rid of a sofa, right? I was getting a new sofa. Had the old one. You try and get rid of one of them, it's murder. Right? Called up the council, said I want to get rid of it. They said, we're not coming round there till Friday. It's like a Monday. I said, it's in the way. So I put it outside. They said, you put it outside, you'll get a fine. I said, yeah, but you don't know where I'm going to put it outside.
Yeah.
It's not outside my house.
Yeah.
They said, well, if you do that, we've got your number.
What's the sofa like? It's a well, if you see that.
So they said, if you want to pay to have it collected, we can come and get it tomorrow, 30 quid. I said, I'm not paying for it. It's madness.
Yeah.
So, hung up, annoyed. Call me dad up. He said, oh, I saw this thing on the telly saying that you can donate your furniture to people who haven't got a sofa. Look it up on the internet. So I looked it up. There's a firm that does it.
Right.
Right, cheeky sods. Called them up. Said, I've got this sofa here. I want to donate it to someone who hasn't got a sofa. He said, oh, what's it like? Is it in good condition? Yeah, it's all right, yeah. Well, why are you getting rid of it? I said, because we've moved into a bit of a bigger place and the sofa looks daft in the corner. It's too small, so I'm getting a bigger one. There's nothing wrong with it. How big is it? How many people does it sit? So it depends how big you are. You can sit two people on it, but it's not the comfiest. But it's in good condition. It's none of your nonsense-like stuff. It was expensive when I bought it. He said, right. He said, is it safe? I said, what do you mean? He said, is it fag-proof? So I said, I don't smoke. He said, well, go and get the lift the thing up. He's got me running around looking at my sofa when I'm giving it away. I had to lift it up. It had a picture of a fag on it. I said, yeah, it's got a picture of a fag on it.
Could I just point out, fag is a slang for cigarette. When he says, is it fag-proof, he's not going to open the cushion and someone's going, you, it's me! So I should explain that straight away.
So anyway, it turned out it was fag-proof. They came and picked it up, took it away. That was that. But look at the hassle. Look at the hassle it takes to get rid of something. And then they say to you, do not be dumping stuff on the street. You know, it's that thing of having to wait for certain days of the week and you can't always keep hold of something. Till a certain day of the week, because it's big. A mattress is one of them things you can't get sort of rid of. Or you can't stick it somewhere.
No.
Because it's in the way. It's a big, clumpy bit of furniture, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not a bit of furniture, really, a mattress, but I know what you mean.
Well,
new sideboard.
Yeah, don't lean on it. It's a bit spongy. What do you keep in it? We can't keep anything in it. It's just full of springs and stuff.
No, but you know what
really
I mean?
It's a furniture, to be honest.
Well, it
should be on a bed, to be honest.
It's part of a furniture bit, isn't it? Did I tell you that time when...
I don't think you could even ever count a mattress as a piece of furniture.
Of course you can.
It's functional. And where do you stop? Is a pillow a piece of furniture? Is a blanket? Oh, a nice bit of furniture you're wearing. They're me trousers. They're furniture if you pop them up against a wall.
Did I tell you that time when we first bought a flat?
Go on.
Bought a flat in Manchester, right?
And yeah.
You know, when you first buy a place, it's expensive, isn't it?
And it's a big bit of furniture, a flat, isn't it?
So, you know, we bought a sofa, we got a table.
Sorry, you don't mean you bought a sofa, you ended up with a table?
No.
You bought a sofa and a table.
Yeah. Now, I didn't know...
Suzanne said you'd buy a sofa, you came back with a table.
Now, back then, I wasn't as wise as I am now.
Fucking hell! Oh, what was he?
Not in a jar.
Can I just apologise to any slot in a jar that's listening and was offended by that comment?
All right. So I ordered a bed. I ordered a bed.
Yeah.
It turned up.
Oh, well done. Fucking hell, that's a big treat.
I thought...
It went down shit creek this
time. That's not the end of the story, is it?
No, no, no. So I thought, I'm going to get this in the bedroom, set it all up. Suzanne comes home from work, the bed's done, she'll be well happy.
Yeah.
So I get it all up there in the lift and what have you. Seems like I'm missing something. Put it together, no mattress.
How did you not notice there was no mattress?
No, just because it's like, you know, I'm thinking, yeah, I've got all the screws, I've got the slats for that, the bottom, there's the post and that. So put it together.
Where's the softy, spongy bit of furniture that usually sits on top of the more rigid bit of furniture?
So I called them up, I said, there's no mattress with it. They said, no, it's not part of it. So what do you mean it's not part of it? A bed isn't a bed without a mattress, it's a climbing frame, right? So they said, you know, you can buy one. We have got them in for that thing. It was like 400-odd quid. And
I don't know why you're telling me this. I know this. I've bought beds. I understand this is how it works.
The mattress isn't a bed. No, the bed is something else.
Yeah, but that's wrong. You cannot use a bed without a mattress, is what I'm saying. So don't sell it without it.
No, but some people replace the bed frame
with
a bed and keep the old mattress or the other way around.
Once you've invested in it and you go, oh, will I buy a new bed or will I just buy a new mattress? Fine.
But I'm not going to keep selling beds with new mattresses in case you've already got a mattress.
What?
A bed and a mattress without any pillows and blankets is no good. But you don't expect that to come with it.
At least you can sleep on that. You can sleep on a spongy bit. You can chuck a coat over you. You can use a cushion off a sofa.
I'm thinking some fuckwit might buy it without the mattress. We might include it.
So anyway, so I was like, oh, I didn't think of this.
I didn't think of this.
So I called my dad up.
I didn't think... So I called my dad up. Dad. It's your fuckwit's on again. Oh, so how's it going? What have you done? Bought a bed without a mattress? Oh.
So I said, listen, I bought that bed. There's no mattress on it. You know, can you get us one? So he said, oh, I'll have a word. I'll call around, right? So he called back, like, an hour and a half later. He said, got your mattress. Go round to Alf's. Alf is me sort of uncle who isn't an uncle.
Oh, right.
He's the one who I've told you about. I had two tellies, one that worked picture wise, one that worked on sound.
Perfect.
Slept in a rubber dinghy, right? Now, the thing is,
I remember Alf, yeah.
He said, Yeah, I've got a mattress, come and get it. So I go down there.
Why does he sleep on the fucking mattress if he's got one? Why does he sleep in a fucking boat if he's got a mattress?
He's terrified of flooding.
Yeah.
I get there, and it's in his van.
Sorry, he's running around with a mattress in the back of a van. What is he, a fucking serial killer?
So I thought Suzanne's going to be happy. Dragged it out of the van, chucked it in the car. Thought she won't even know. Do you know what I mean? So I dragged that back. Am I going to make it to rush hour by this point? She's going to get home. Anyway, get home, drag it into the lift and what have you. Drag it up, drag it into the bedroom, stick it on.
Don't prostitute for a
bit. Sheet on it and that. Suzanne comes in. She goes, what is that smell? So I said, what? Yeah, it's like oil and diesel.
But hold on, why didn't you smell it?
No, it doesn't make sense.
I think I just sort of got used to, maybe it, because I got in the back of the van, smelt that, thought that's in the van, then I got used to that smell.
Yeah.
It's in the back of my car, folded up. I'm concentrating on trying to get this bed made before she gets in.
Sure.
So anyway, she's going, what is it? I said, I've got this off Alf. She said, we can't have that. She said, you know, it's a new flat, nice clean flat and everything. We've got this old thing that stinks. Get rid of it. It was murder getting rid of that. And I had to tip it. Went round the back of some supermarket and left it there. Because you call
fly
around...
Tipping. Illegal fly tipping?
Well, no, because I think it's illegal and bad when you're chucking it out, say, at a bus stop or somewhere on a high street or something, and people are going, that looks a mess. I chucked it near the bins at a supermarket. I'd gone out of my way. I thought, where is this not going to be offensive?
Why couldn't you just go in the tip?
I think I did try the tip. Oh, no. No, there was a massive queue. There's a massive queue.
Laziness, Rick, sorry.
A queue at the tip?
A massive queue.
Where
I remember
was
it now. Stretford, that
one.
I remember.
Why is there a queue for the tip?
I don't know. I remember, I remember driving past it and I haven't got time for that. And
So don't go on about you couldn't get rid of it. It's because you could be asked to queue up, you lazy bastard. Couldn't get rid of it.
But what was he thinking? Why was he panicking? One, why did he get a bed without a mattress? Two, why did he call his dad to get him out of mattress-related problems? His dad gets to... Alf's got one in the back of a dirty old fucking van. Oh, wait, that should be all right.
No, but the thing is, what I'm saying is, when I was in that bed shop and I'm going, oh, yeah, good bed, I'm sitting on it, I'm sitting on a mattress with it, at no point did he say, now, have you thought about what sort of mattress you want? Have you got orthopaedic problems or whatever? That didn't come up. He said, there's your order, there's your address. I'm not a bed man. I go to the bed man to get bed advice. In the same way, same problem here. I've had work done recently. With
Dad, what? I'll get rid of a body. Let me call out.
I'm always getting stopped for. I mean, there's so many charities now. It's not just starving people anymore. It's everything.
Yeah.
One little fault, they're out there with a clipboard.
A lot of new diseases have
definitely
cropped up.
But that shouldn't be allowed. I think they should have like 1 year where they go this year. You know, hungry people.
Right.
Next year, people with a limp. just like they do with the China thing, with the year of the cat, year of the rabbit. It's very clear.
Yeah.
It's that year. That's who we're helping this year.
Right.
If you've got that problem, it's your year. You're going to have a good one.
And who decides?
Right. Just have some meeting. Just have a meeting with
What would be the first year? This year?
Right, well, we'd look at it and we'd go, right, what are we hearing a lot of problems about? And someone goes, so-and-so's hungry. Go, right, are we all in? Are we in to give this lot food? And we're not just going to give them food.
So it's not everyone who's hungry, it's specific people. So it's like hungry...
Starving, people who are starving. If someone goes, oh, my kid's deaf. Well, maybe next year. It's not your turn this time. We can't help everyone at once. Because that's life, isn't it? You've got to give and take in your own life. There's things that I want, I can't have... do without, have something else.
But
that's
there's
more
so
important.
Many causes that
but
it could wait 20 years before your charity comes
I know,
comes
but
in.
What can you do then? Because we're not sorting it all out anyway.
I'm paraplegic.
Right.
I need help really bad.
So does everyone else.
Well, why are you giving it to the hungry now?
Because if we don't help the hungry now,
right,
they can't wait. You can wait.
Right. Oh God, I'm blind.
Is this a different person now?
Yeah, I'm blind.
Right. Well, you're not hungry though, are you?
Well, a bit peckish.
Yeah, well...
Where's the fridge? I can't find the fridge. Can you help me to the fridge? Yeah. Otherwise I'll be hungry as well. I'm blind and hungry. I'm blind and hungry because I don't know where the fridge is.
Who's let you in?
But Carl, this is just—it's a chaotic idea. It's chaotic not. Because people who are hungry, there's always going to be people who are hungry.
Yeah, but I sort the problem out.
How do you sort it out?
Because I'll go right. Not only are we just giving you food,
right?
We're giving you some seeds. We're giving you a pan.
What
we're
you think you... they haven't
Let
thought of that?
Let me hear the theory, please.
Right. Sort it out. Don't just give food. That's going to run out.
Right.
Give them a proper... You see, the problem is, these companies who jump on the back of all... Do you know when I was in the jungle? When I was in the jungle, right? On that travel thing.
Yeah.
I was in that tribe, right? Now, some company had given that tribe a laptop because it makes them look good. They can send out a press release. Well done to so-and-so computers.
Right.
They supplied the tribe in, you know, out of Amazon with a computer. I saw it. They were using it as a breadboard. Because they don't know what it is. They've got no electric. It's useless to them.
Right.
And that's what charity does.
Right.
Companies use it to make them look good. When I was there and I really needed to go to the toilet, I was thinking, our tribe, I wonder what their toilet facilities are like, right? Thinking it might be better than just doing it in a hole. Surely they've built a toilet. They're not stupid people. They kill animals. They know what they're doing. They know how to cook. Surely they've built some sort of unit. Turns out, they don't, they still do it in a hole. But some company had been there, some plumbing firm, and given them a toilet, right? The bloke who, you know, the producer who was out there, he said, oh, you'll be happy. There's a toilet round the back there. I'm thinking, oh, brilliant. I go round there, it is a toilet, but it's not plumbed in.
Sure.
So it's just a vase with shit in it. It doesn't work, and this is what we need to do. We need to get out there and say, this is how it works. Educate them.
Okay, so let's do this then. So I'm a starving African. Hello, Carl. Have you got any food? Got any food? Got any sandwiches?
Well, I have, but if I give you my sandwich, there's someone else behind you, and they'll all come out.
So what are you going to do then? What are you going to do?
I'm going to help you.
How? What are you going to do?
I'm going to make you think about how to make food.
Oh, okay, right.
Have you ever grown anything before?
No.
Right, well, here's some seeds for potatoes.
Oh, thanks, Carl. See you later. Do I just put them in the ground, yeah?
Put them in the ground and water them.
Oh, there's no water in dopey cunt.
There is some
water. There's no water, you dopey cunt. That's why we're starving, you dopey cunt.
Right, well, at that point, that's where I go, well, this is a lost cause here.
Right.
There's no point.
Can I have your sandwich after all?
No,
or
you're
what?
Not having it. You're
right.
Not having it now.
So, not only can I have a sandwich, you give me seeds with no water, you useless, bald-headed fucking twonk.
Right, but all I've done there is made the mistake of the computer firm who's given a laptop to a tribe.
Right.
It's useless.
Right.
But there's got to be another way around this.
Go on, then.
Either move.
Right.
Because every year they're going to be queuing up saying, I'm hungry, give me a sandwich. No, you're not having another sandwich.
Once again, it's an utterly ill-informed discussion.
I'm just saying, there's no point queuing up every year. Do you want a sandwich? Here's a sandwich. The next year, can I have a sandwich? Where's your brother? He died. It's not sorting anything. It's buying him an extra day, an extra month or something.
But
it's pointless.
The point is, like Mickey's just flagged up, is that some of these countries, the conditions are not there to just be able to plant potato seeds.
So what are they meant to do then? Do you think we should go out every month, every year with sandwiches? Is that your answer, like some sort of buffet, an all-you-can-eat thing once a year? You see, it is bad. I don't want to come across harsh. They've got nothing. We waste stuff here. Waste annoys me just as much.
Right.
When I see sandwich shops chucking stuff out in bin bags, binning it, when there's people out there who are hungry, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I don't understand.
Right.
It's a problem that isn't being solved.
So your conclusion for these people, because there's no water where they are, right, is move. That is your honest, they should move.
Well, what's your solution?
Well, I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs. I don't even pretend to know. But
I tell you, it's not just it's sticking a, what's that saying? I don't know, it's sort of sticking a plaster over a hole or something, and the plaster comes off, it's a problem again.
that's the saying, yeah.
It's the same.
I think that was Mark Twain.
There was a bit of trouble in our yard the other day.
Right.
Between a wasp and a cricket.
No, the thing is there any point to this at all, or are you just going to tell us you saw...
Are you going to extrapolate some analogy from this?
I think so.
Okay,
yeah,
well, let's see.
So there's a wasp.
Yeah, well, so that was scenario.
Okay. As you said, sorry, right. Just to clarify, as you said, it was kicking off.
No, right, okay.
Scenario.
So you're looking out of your window.
No, right. I'm in the kitchen by the sink.
Yeah.
I'm washing up the few plates.
Right.
The kitchen door's open.
Right.
Suzanne says, "Oh my God, look at that."
What?
Is it like a wasp and a cricket having a wrestle? I've never seen it before.
Wait! Are you sure this wasn't Mexican television and it actually was a sporting event? Yeah.
So they're there wrestling, and I was like, "Well, stop them then." So
You don't interfere with fucking Rosa Parks. Why are you interfering with a wasp in a cricket?
Because one, I didn't even know they didn't get on, to be honest. Because they were sort of wrestling. I said, and my hands were wet, so I couldn't do anything. I always overdo it with the fairy liquid.
Yeah.
So she's there. I say, separate them.
Now,
so she uses a tea towel, flicks them.
Flip. Clever. Right. Good thinking.
The wasp goes its own way. The cricket's sort of jumping about a bit.
But who was fighting it?
So I'm sort of saying that is really weird because wasps are changing quicker than anything else that I keep my eye on.
Okay, well, that's just your theory, and it's not based on anything.
Well, I told you a couple of years back I saw one eating chicken. They shouldn't be doing it. So anyway, so now they're causing trouble with a cricket.
Whoa, how do you know it was the wasp fault? This is prejudice. Why do you think it was the wasp fault? What if the cricket would have started it? What if the cricket's got a society to go, we hate wasps, we hate their stripes. We hate them. If they come here, fight them. If everyone comes down here, fight them. How do you know it wasn't the cricket that started that?
Well, I suppose at that time I didn't, but since...
Oh, subsequent information.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Okay,
so
this anyway, is Columbo,
isn't it? So I saw all that, we broke it up, the cricket was sort of shaking a bit.
Definitely not!
It was shaking a little bit.
Yeah.
So I sort of prodded it, put a little leaf over it, because it was a hot day. So I put a leaf there so it doesn't get overheated.
I love this. Keep an eye on it. Like it's done the marathon. It's got a little... it's got Mars on the leaf. Written on the leaf. But now it's just walking over the little medal.
So Suzanne, we leave it for a bit. Left it for half an hour.
What did Suzanne want to do? She wanted to interfere, did she? What did she want to do? Just sort of like...
No, she just sort of said, leave it, stop messing with it. It's probably a little bit knocked out, a little bit stunned.
Sure, let's get on with their lives, she said. Yeah.
So I put the leaf on it. We go off, and half an hour later, I get back in, and I'm going to go on to the
cricket. Where'd you go?
Just for a walk. Porch. So I've been out, back in, have a look. Cricket's still there. Noticed one of its legs gone.
Oh.
Don't know if the wasp did that. Or the tea towel flick.
Right. Well,
this is when I've got the computer out.
Right.
Had a look. What happened is the wasp apparently does this a lot. And it stings them in the head.
Right, not this particular... There wasn't a little profile of this particular wasp.
It's just an incident that happens a lot between wasps and crickets.
Right.
So it stung it in the head. And what happens is it's that whole thing that we talked about before where it lays an egg.
Right.
So I was sort of having a look, seeing if I could see any sort of holes in its head. And it just kept sort of moving its one leg, like, oh, I can't get on the list.
We've got one big leg.
One big leg at the back now. It's normally got two that it uses to jump.
So you were worried that crickets aren't aware of the dangers of wasps?
I just had a look online and saw that, oh, it's a popular thing that happens. It's sort of like a bit of a mugging. It said you can leave them for about half an hour. They normally come round and they don't know they've had an egg put in their head. But
there's no way it said leave them for half an hour and they come round, they don't have an egg put in their head. There's no way it said that.
Well, it said they're normally stunned for about half hour.
Have you had an egg put in your head?
Fucking ostrich egg, by the way. It's coming out the top.
So anyway, so I picked it up, I placed it under a little tree. I said, it's in the shade again. No wasps can see it there. Let's just leave it.
Mm. But you've just left that cricket to now die in agony when that maggot goes round his head and comes out a wasp and leaves the carcass.
Well, this is when Suzanne came up and said it wasn't moving. I sorted it.
You sorted it?
I sorted it.
What did you mean?
Well, I said, what do you mean you sorted it? She said, oh, it's best that I don't tell you. She said she sorted it.
Wait. Do you think that we're in the mafia and we're being wiretapped? Say what happened.
No, well, she just said she sorted it. And I said, what, sorted what? Because I'd forgotten about it at that point. I was painting. And she said the cricket.
Right, what do you think she meant by sorted it?
Well, by the look on her face, the way she said it, I've known her for long enough, so I know that she meant it's not good news.
Yeah, so what happened?
So from that, I took for granted she means...
Say it!
I've stopped it being... It's no longer in misery.
So what do you mean?
What?
What did she do?
She crushed its head with a stone.
She got a tiny head-shaped stone and...
Squashed it, because that's where all the action is, isn't it? So she said it was too cruel watching it, sort of shaking about with its one leg and stuff.
Mm.
You had to kill it.
I imagine, I have this vision that one day, Suzanne just having to say to his parents, I'm sorting it.
Well, now, suppose you became a famous actress and then you met somebody you liked and got married. Would you be willing to quit acting and be a housewife and a mother?
Well, I think if you keep your feet on the ground, you can combine both. That's what I would like to do.
Well, if you keep your feet on the ground, you'll never be a mother. I see. There's three kinds of...
There are three kinds of singers, yes.
There's professional, amateur, and crane plumbing, you know.
The crane plumbers, I tell them to go back home. Uh-huh. Yes.
Well, they usually have the best pipes of all, you know.
You have a scientific bent, huh?
No.
I would think so. Did you ever meet a fellow named, what was his name, Joe Sexauer?
From Alaska? Oh, you're pulling my leg.
Huh?
You're pulling my leg.
No, I'd be glad to.
I used to model maternity clothes about a month ago.
You modeled what?
Maternity clothes.
Maternity clothes?
Well, anybody can model maternity clothes.
No, he couldn't, for example. John, are potatoes really fattening?
No, sir. It's what you put on in this fattening.
Like, what do you mean?
Oh, butter, gravy, cheese. But if you put that on a mattress, it'll fatten you, too.
That's one of the few things I've never had on a mattress.
I want you to lay down on the bench.
That's what I want you to do.
Felt has over 60,000 commercial uses for ladies' apparel as well as industrial uses.
Well, name one specifically.
Well, automobiles couldn't run without felt. Aeroplanes couldn't run. The girls in California have that new look by this...
You mean the girls couldn't run without felt?
Well,
a lot of them have felt and then run, huh?
Well, they have passengers, though, too.
Five passengers, uh-huh. Yes.
And how many are in the crew?
67.
Well, did you go through
small.
The canal?
You mean you went out on a date, you took the old
That's
lady
right.
along, too?
Yes, indeed.
And what happened?
Well, silly question, huh?
You know, only five children.
Well, when you went out on these dates, what did the chaperone do? Did they just curl up with a good book?
No, they did the same thing as we did.
You mean you have 10 kids now?
I'll drop by and we'll plan some things together. Eh?
Good, look me up. I'll help you.
It'll be real cozy, eh? All right, now you're going to play You Bet Your Life for a chance. At the 2,500... You know, I won't be home late in the afternoon. I forgot.
Okay.
Those that need watering, you know, they have to take care of.
They should be sulfured, too, and
yeah,
sprayed
well,
and fertilized.
Imagine taking roses out to a girl's house and fertilizing them. That's what he wants me to do, right?
Well, is the oxygen business pretty profitable?
Well, sometimes it's almost too good. He's on 24-hour call, and...
He's on 24-hour call, and you've got 10 kids?
Yeah, he gets home in between calls.
Imagine if he had a job around the house.
Why is it when you're getting, you know, when you're sitting in a chair...
The barb will ask you a question, and just as you go to answer, he slaps a hot tail on your towel on your kisser, huh? What about this live model you have?
We could arrange for a live model present, too.
That'd be good, I think.
We could find some clay for you and a sharpened stick, and after...
You give me a stick and that live model, and I'll do my own business. Who was the barbarian conqueror known as the Scourge of God? Scourge of God. S-C-O-U-R-G-E. Scourge. Scourge. Scrooge of God. What difference? They don't know it anyhow. They don't know it, and I can't pronounce it. It's a real classy quiz show we have.
Well, Robinson Crusoe was shipwrecked on a desert island.
Yes. And, my kid told me that.
And when he got there, he met a man and became bosom friends with him. And then...
Man was a bosom friend?
He was a very good friend.
That's quite a trick. No wonder he stayed on that island so long. There's a commercial going on now. Which gives you an opportunity to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
What do you say?
San Jacinto.
San Francisco. Huh? California. San Francisco, that's near
California.
The San Jacinto Monument. It says Jacinto here. The San Jacinto Monument is the tallest in the United States. Now, how'd you get the baby?
Turned on the faucet, now it came a little drip, I guess. I don't know.
That's the nicest description of motherhood that I've heard in years. Well, what happened? How did you get to be a panhandler? Panhandler can also be a chambermaid, but in this case... Boy, do they love anything I've seen of them.
Call me madame, will you?
Now I'd like to talk about a few things that bring us together, okay? Things that emphasize our similarities instead of our differences. Which is all you ever hear about in this country, is our differences. It's all they ever talk about. Politicians and the media always pushing the things that separate us. Things that make us different. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the fucking money. Fairly simple thing. Fairly simple thing. Happens to work. Anything that's different about us, you know that's what they're pushing at you. Racial differences, religious, ethnic, national backgrounds, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality. Anything they can do to keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank. You know how I describe the economic and social classes in this country? The upper class keeps all of the money, pays none of the taxes. The middle class pays all of the taxes, does all of the work. The poor are there just to scare the shit out of the middle class. Keep them showing up at those jobs. So, in the midst of stirring up the shit myself a little bit from time to time, which I enjoy, I do like knowing I can always come back to those little things that make us all the same. Little moments we share, universal moments, things that are so unimportant to us we hardly ever mention them to each other. Did you ever look at your watch? And then you don't know what time it is. So you look again, and you still don't know the time. And you look a third time, and somebody says, what time is it? You say, I don't know. Do you ever notice how sometimes all day Wednesday, you keep thinking it's Thursday? And it happens over and over all day long. And then the next day, you're all right again. you ever find yourself standing in one of the rooms in your house and you can't remember why you went in there? And two words float across your mind, Alzheimer's disease. You ever been talking to yourself and somebody comes in the room and you have to make believe you were singing? And you hope to God the other person really believes there's a song called What Does She Think I Am? Some kind of putz? Little experiences we've all had. You ever been sitting in a railroad train in a station and there's another train sitting right next to you and one of them starts to move and you can't tell which one it is? How about when you're out on a small boat on a windy day? You ever been out on a little boat, windy day, rough waters, rocking back and forth, trying to keep your balance in a little boat, and you get back into the shore and you get on the dock, and you could swear there was something inside of you that was still out there rocking around? Did you ever try to pick up a suitcase you thought was full, but it wasn't? And you go, and for just a split second, you feel really strong. How about looking through a chain link fence? You ever notice if you're just the right distance from a chain link fence, sometimes it seems to go, what is that? How do they do that? Do you ever try to tell somebody to have a little bit of dirt on their face? You can never get them to rub the right spot, can you? Say, you got a little bit of dirt right here. They always go, where? Here? And you just want to slap the bastard, you know? Say, no, right here near your eye. Do you ever notice how awful your face looks in a mirror in a restroom that has fluorescent lights? Every cut, scrape, scratch, scar, scab, bruise, boil, bump, pimple, zip, wart, welt, and abscess you've had since birth all seem to come back at the same time. And all you can think of is, I gotta get the fuck out of here before they think I really look like this. This is not my real face. Do you ever notice when you're walking with your arm around your date, sometimes one of you has to change the way you're walking? Men and women don't walk the same. One of them has to change. Either the man has to walk like this, or the woman has to walk like this. Joey, how are you? How about when you're walking up a flight of stairs and you think there's one more step? And you go, ooh. And then you have to kind of keep doing that, you know? So all the other people will think it's something you do all the time. I do this all the time. It's the third stage of syphilis. Same thing happens when you're going down the stairs, doesn't it? You could swear there was one more step. Holy shit. My hips are in my chest. When you drink grapefruit juice in the morning, do you go... I do too. Why do we drink it? It's like ice cream throat. You know when you've been eating ice cream real fast and you get that frozen spot in the back of your throat and there's nothing you can do about it because you can't reach it to rub it, you just have to kind of wait for it to go away? And it does. Then what do? Eat more ice cream! What are we, fucking stupid? Do you ever wake up in the late afternoon? Sorry. Do you ever go to sleep in the late afternoon, wake up after dark, and you don't know what goddamn day it is? And you think, maybe it's yesterday. How about when you're lying with your head on the pillow? Do you ever notice when you have your head on the pillow, if you close the bottom eye, the pillow is down there. Then if you switch eyes, the pillow moves up there. Whoa, holy shit, Dave, look at this. The mystery of the moving pillow. I think it's related to the chain link fence mystery, myself. Do you ever have to sneeze while you're taking a piss? It's frightening, isn't it? It's frightening because actually you can't do it. It's physically impossible to sneeze while pissing. Your brain won't let it happen. Your brain says, stop pissing! We're going to sneeze now! Because your brain knows you might blow your asshole out. And wind up having to paint the entire apartment.
I want to thank you all for joining me tonight, even though I wasn't coming apart. Thank you, my dear sweet girl with the crimson hair, my lovely wife, Brenda Jo, and all of you listening in on the archives and or the widgets. This is the last call for e-cocktails, but don't worry about cleaning up. Starzan's got that handled. Have a happy and safe remainder of the weekend. And remember, I love me some... Stay safe, everybody. Night. And my daughter's coming on Tuesday. My daughter Natalie will be here, so I'm not sure if I'm going to do a grotto next Saturday or not. We'll just figure that out as we go. Thanks, everybody. I love you some, y'all. Good night.